Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Jai Giri Badhade Jai Giri Badhade Jai Giri Badhade Yashoda Nandana Jai Braja Jana Ranjana Jai Braja Jana Ranjana Jai Braja Jana Jai Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tida Bana Chade Jai Kunja Bihare Jai Kunja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare Hadaya Nama Krishna Yatabaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Hadaya Nama Krishna Yatabaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Nit Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Jai Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahade. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Vishnu Papram Hongsha Boy Brajakacharja Ashtatar Sarasimansala Abhacharna Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Iskana Pratishtat Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Granthat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Sisi Nidai Gaushitanat Pramanandi Hari Hari Bhoom. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapara Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagarajatam Shahagana Raganatam Mitam Tang Sajivam Shadaitam Shavadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Shibishakangvitamscha Mantra Guru Ajota Shikha Guru Ganta Charane Age Kare Abandon Mancha kalpa tubi ashta kripashin da veva cha patitanam pavane babashna veva namo namaha namo vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale samadhi bhakti vedanta swami iti namane namaste shashati deve gaudavani pracharine nirvishesha shannavari prashtatta desha tarine om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Trapi dampatinam cha Shukayan yapanutaye Karmani kurvatam dristva Nibrito shmi biparyayam Trapi dampatinam cha Shukayanya panutaye Karmani kurvatam drishtva Nibrito shmi biparyayam Please chant. Vaishnavi Mandali. Tatra, there, abhi, also, dampatinam, of men and women united by marriage, cha, and shukhaya, for the sake of pleasure, specifically the pleasure of sex life, anna apanutaye, for avoiding misery, karmani, fruitive activities, kurvatam, always engaged in, trishtva, by observing, nibrita ajmi, I have now ceased from such activities, vipariyayam, the opposite. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace says, he bhakti vedanta shami shri prabhupada ki. In this human form of life, a man and woman unite for the sensual pleasure of sex, but by actual experience we have observed that none of them are happy. Therefore, seeing the contrary results, I have stopped taking part in materialistic activities. Purport, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Janmai tonari grihamedi shukam hitucham. Man and woman both seek sexual enjoyment, and when they are united by the ritualistic ceremony of marriage, they are happy for some time. But finally, there is dissension, and thus there are so many cases of separation and divorce. Although every man and woman is actually eager to enjoy life through sexual unity, the result is disunity and distress. Marriage is recommended to give men and women a concession for restricted sex life, which is also recommended in Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamo shmi. Sex life, not against the principles of religion, is Krishna. Every living entity is always eager to enjoy sex life because materialistic life consists of eating, sleeping, sex, and fear. In animal life, eating, sleeping, a sexual enjoyment and fear cannot be regulated. But for human society, the plan is that although men, like animals, must be allowed to eat, sleep, enjoy sex, and take protection from fear, they must be regulated. The Vedic plan for eating recommends that one take jagyashishta, or prasad, food offered to Krishna. Jagyashishta ashino shanto muchante shalvakilabishai. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sin because they eat food that is offered first for sacrifice. In material life, one commits sinful activities, especially in eating, and because of sinful activities, one is condemned by nature's laws, to accept another body, which is imposed as punishment. Sex and eating are essential, and therefore they are offered to human society under Vedic restrictions, so that according to the Vedic injunctions, people may eat, sleep, enjoy sex, be protected from fearful life, and gradually be elevated and liberated from the punishment of material existence. The Vedic injunctions for marriage offer a concession to human society. The idea being that a man and woman united in a ritualistic marriage ceremony should help one another advance in spiritual life. Unfortunately, especially in this age, men and women unite for unrestricted sexual enjoyment. Thus, they are victimized, being obliged to take rebirth in the form of animals to fulfill their animalistic propensities. The Vedic injunctions therefore warn, Nayam deho deha bhajan niloke kashtan kama na harivid bhujam ye. One should not enjoy sex life like hogs and eat everything, even to the limit of stool. A human being should eat prasadam offered to the deity and should enjoy sex life according to the Vedic injunctions. He should engage himself in the business of Krishna consciousness. He should save himself from the fearful condition of material existence, and he should sleep only to recover from fatigue due to working hard. The learned Brahman said that since everything is misused by fruitive workers, he had retired from all fruitive activities. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukham karati bachalam pangam langai tegidim jat krapata maham bande shri gunam dinatarinam. All of the famous iconic Bhagavatam verses which are memorized by the brahmacharis are found in this purport. Yanmaitunadi grihamedi shukam hituchum. Yanmaitunadi grihamedi shukam. Grihamedi shukam. Happiness of family life. Grihamedi shukam. Maitun. Like English, the word meeting. Maitun. Maitunadi. Based on the meeting of man and woman coming together in so many ways. Maitunadi. Grihamedi shukam. This is the basis of enjoyment in family life, coming together of man and woman. Prahlad Maharaj explains that shukam hi tucham. This happiness is very minimal. Shukam hi tucham. Tucham is very, very minimal enjoyment. Kandu yane nakarayo viduka dukam. Kandu yane nakarayo. It is simply the relieving of the itch. Rubbing, kunduya naina, relieving of the itch. Tripyanti neha. Tripyanti neha. No satisfaction, never enough. Tripyanti neha, never enough. Tripyanti neha, you never get enough. Bahuduka bhajai. But what do you get? Bahuduk. Bahuduk. So much trouble. For a little bit of happiness, so much trouble. So much trouble. This is Prahlad's instructions. So much trouble. Kandu divan manasajivam bishaheta dira manasajivam. I have to understand that it's manasajivam. It's born of the mind. It actually doesn't exist. There's no happiness there. It's just one thinks there will be happiness there. Manasajivam. It is produced in the mind. It is manasajivam. It is created in the mind. Bishaheta dira. Someone simply has to tolerate the pushings of the mind. This is the Bhagavat Siddhanta. This teachings of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is very it's very powerful. That's why every day we have class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the epic, it is the powerful. It will expose the reality of material existence. In other Puranas, in other Shastras, it's alluded to, but in Bhagavatam, it's revealed in all of its in all of its truth. But still, the mind is very powerful. Even though we hear Manashijam, it's only in the mind. Kandu yanayana karayo, it's simply the trying to relieve the itch. Tripyanti neha, you'll never get satisfaction. Bahuduka bhajai, and you'll have to drink volumes and volumes of suffering. But still, the mind is more powerful. Mind is so powerful. We cannot tolerate the nudging of the mind, the pushing of the mind. It never gives up. Pushing. And then eventually, because we're weak, we have to surrender to the demands of the mind. And again, we become victimized. Mana shashtan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. In Gita, it's alluded to. Mana shashtan indriyani, the mind and six senses. Mana shashtan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. They give us so much trouble. They give us so much trouble. Now here, this rishi, he's actually able to control the mind, and he's given up the effort for this maitunadi grihamedi shukam. He's lost interest in it, not endeavouring for it, because he's conquered the mind. But this is very difficult, especially in the modern age. When everybody's mind is completely out of control, all of the people that we associate with outside of the devotional, the Vaishnava Sangha, the Satsanga, the mind is just completely dragging. Adanta gobi vishitam tamishram. Adanta Gobi, the uncontrolled mind. Adanta Gobi, Bishitam Tamishram is simply leading them to to hell. Bishitam Tamishram, and everybody. And I think they think they're free. They think they're free. They're completely dominated by the mind all day, constantly, and they think they're a free man, can do what I want. And they think they think, oh, you devotees, you have to so much restriction, so much difficulty, you have to accept. No. Cannot do this, cannot do that, cannot do this. It's not that we cannot do, and we can do. We cannot. It's not that we cannot do. We can do, but we don't need to do. But they cannot do without. They cannot do without. They cannot live without these things. They cannot. So who's under control? They think that yani shishadava bhutanam yasham jagarti bhutani. The time of awakening for self-control is the night time of the materialistic person. They think we're controlled, but we're free. We can do if we want. We can do, but we don't have to. We're not relying. We're not dependent. We're not attached. We're not addicted. But they cannot do without. So who's under control? Unfortunately, they don't see that. They think they're free. This is an illusion. They think they're free. But they cannot do without. They're forced. They have to have these things every day. So Bhagavatam is explaining that you have to, the powerful mind, manashijam, what's the cause of it? It's unregulated mind. It's unregulated mind. It just got like internet. It become attached to the people there. Nowadays, in social dealings, you have to get used to having a conversation with a person where they're having a multiple. They're talking to you. Have to get used to that. They're constantly talking to you and you. I'm listening. It's like constantly networking going on, social media. It's constantly, they're constantly. The mind, they cannot do without it. From morning time, as soon as they get up, on until late at night, they sleep it when their phone is in their hand. The mind cannot do without. The mind has become so attached. It's the mind. Because in that world, you're free. You're free. You can do it wherever you want to go. Look here, look that, click on this. It's illusion of freedom. Oh, I can just click on this link, go here, whatever I want, and multiple windows open at the same time. I'm free. I can wander, I can roam according to my heart's desire. But we're not free. We cannot do without. When the charge is gone, where will I get charged up? And we're not free. Because the mind wants to unrestriction. The mind wants freedom. The mind does not. The mind restricts being controlled. It's obstinate. Tashaham, nigraham, manye, vayur eva shuduskaram. More difficult than controlling the wind. Vayur eva shuduskaram. Chanchalam himana krishna. Chanchal. It constantly wants to go here. Wants to go. It cannot keep fixed on one place. It's constantly demanding. No, go here, let's do that, let's go, get up, do that. Constantly demanding. Chanchala himana krishna. Pramati balavad dridham. Very powerful, very determined. Tashyaham nigraham manye. Nigraham manye. To try to control that, vayur eva shuduskaram. It's more difficult than controlling a hurricane. Vayur eva shuduskaram. Vayur. People get no hope. No hope. How to control the mind? Maya shakta mana krishna. Maya shaktamana parta. We cannot control the mind. We cannot restrain the mind. It says it will protest. It will revel. It cannot be restrained. It has to be charmed. It cannot be stopped. It has to be diverted. The mind, it cannot be stopped. It will refuse. You go crazy. It cannot be stopped. The mind has to be. It has to be charmed. Has to be redirected. Maya shaktamana. And fix the mind on Krishna, absorb the mind in Krishna. That's sadhana practice. That's sadhana practice. Your practice. We're not used to that. I want to go here, whatever I order them. You have to bring the mind in. You have to tame the mind by sadhana practice. You have to get the taste for Krishna. Maya Shaktamana, fix your mind on me. You have to get a taste. How can you fix your mind on Krishna if you're not getting enjoyment? Have to get the taste. Goloke prema dhan, harinama shankirtan. Goloke prema dhan. The wealth, the riches of the spiritual sky. Goloke premdan, harinam shankirtan. It's in the chanting of the holy name. Roti na janmilo kenetai. Roti na janmilo. Why I didn't get a taste? Roti na janmilo. Why it didn't awaken? Why I didn't use this life to awaken taste for the name? Roti na janmilo kenetai. This is Narottam Thakur Mahashai. He's singing, I've wasted my life. I haven't developed a taste for the name. So how to develop taste for the name? You have to do sadhana. Sadhana means effort. Sadhana means practice. Abhyas yoga juktena mamich chaptan dananjaya. Abhyas yoga. Abhyas. You have to make it a habit. Abhyas yoga juktena. 12th chapter of Gita. If you cannot just maya shaktama, if you cannot fix your mind upon me, abhyas yoga juktena. You have to practice, make a habit. Rise early, take the beads, chant, fix the mind, absorb the mind every day. Abhyas yoga juktena. Mamich chaptam. And then there will be a desire for me. Mamich chaptam dananjaya. There will be awakening of desire for me. So sadhana practice. This is why we come together. And you see other people doing sadhana, you get strength. You see others doing sadhana, and you get so much strength. Sometimes people ask me, why you became devotee? Well, because I met these people. I never met people like that before. It was the devotees that changed my heart. Shadu Sangha Labha Matra Sharva Shiddhi Hoy. Labha Matra, a moment's association, Sharva Shiddhi Hoy, changes you. Prabhupada, in a moment, he changed his whole commitment to Gandhi. In a moment. And he was very serious about that. He gave up his degree. That's it. He was committed. And he completely lost interest. In a moment association, this sadhu, he says, we don't even need to wait for independence. It destroyed his whole commitment. That's powerful. Sharu Sangha. You have to associate with people who are committed to spiritual life. To regulated sadhak. You associate with them, you become like them. That's why we have temple. So this is the tyag. He's tyag. He's not doing anything. He's just given up this effort for the because gyan. He has gyan. He knows. He's gyan. Fifth chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Shangshpashaja bhoga. The enjoyment of the contact of the senses. Shangshpashaja bhoga. Touching, spasha. Complete shangshpashaja bhoga. That enjoyment. Dukkha yonaya evate. When you understand, it's the dukkha yoni, it's the place where misery is generated. Dukkha yonaya eva, certainly. Why is that? Adyanta vanta kunteya. Adyanta vanta. It possesses a beginning and an end. It goes away. And the more we become dependent on it, the quicker it goes. The less pleasure you get, the more you try, the more you touch, the less pleasurable it becomes. The end comes very quickly. Adyantavanta, it possesses an end. Nateshu ramateshu. So the intelligent, he doesn't even begin. Because he knows it will end. And then what? Now I'm worse off before I started. You have to have gyan. You have to see in advance. But it's have to have gyan. So gyanavam mam prapadyante. Gyan comes as a Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoga. Gyana Yashup Gyanam. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, you get gyan. You lose interest. You lose interest. The things that we used to do before we found entertaining. You kind of get the spoiled. Just chanting Hare Krishna, it spoiled your enjoyment. These things, you cannot get the pleasure of watching movies, going to the football. Oh. Going to the tennis, you know, you have to pay $6,000 for a seat in the center court. $6,000 in the Melbourne Australian Open for the center court. $6,000 for one day to see that bang, 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 bang. I mean, how long can you watch? And the people, you know, they have so much ego. They're so much into their profile. It's miserable. We cannot enjoy. Even you, Prabhupada, he's in this, he's one lecture there. It's Was that 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 that?
Na yad bachas chitra padang jade yasho jagat pagrinita pabrinita kaichit tadvaya samtirtam ukshanti manasa na yatra hangsha niramanti ukshikshaya na yatra hangsha. The swans na yatra hangsha. Hangsha, the swans, nayatra, they do not go via some tirtam to the pilgrimage to the place of the crows. The crows, but we don't have crows in Melbourne. No crows. Have magpies. But in India, so many crows in the cities. Crows. Around the rubbish. The crows, they enjoy the smell, the rotten things. That's called the Vyasam Tirtham, the Vyasam Tirtham, where the crows go. The place. This is the refuse rubbish of materialistic topics. Nayatra Hangsha. The swans, they are not attracted. Nayatra Hangsha. The swans are not attracted. Prabhupada says, I was in Kolkata, and my friend Prabhupada had a car, had a Buick. But he didn't drive it himself, his nephew drove. But he would drive him to different business meetings. He had a Buick. And Prabhupada said there were a few cars in India in the 1930s. In fact, Siddhanta Sahasri Thakur, he had one of the first cars in India in the 1920s. Siddhanta Sahasri Thakur drove to Radhakund in the car. So Prabhupada said his friend came on the street in the car and said, "Hey, oh boy, we're going to the cinema, come with us." And Prabhupada said, "Even if you pay me $1,000, I will not go to the cinema." Nayatra hangsha. There's no taste because they're chanting Hare Krishna. You can't enjoy these things anymore. You just see it's illusion. These people, their egos are bigger than Mount Meru. These movie stars, these sports stars, they're huge egos. They're so much into themselves. We don't associate with those people. Now, actually, our movement is for the householders. You don't have to give up householder life. Grihe ba bonete take ha godanga bole dake. Grihe ba bonete take. Grihe, live at home. Ba bon, live in the forest. Grihe ba bonete take ha godanga bole dake. You call the name Gauranga. It doesn't matter where you live. Narottam Thakur sings, Grihe ba bonete take. Goshundo, he married two times. Gauranga, he married two times. And when you go to Jogpit in Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Satchinandan, you'll see the main altar. He's with Lokki Devi, Vishnu Priya, and Goshundur in the main altar. And Bhu and Nil Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, he appears with. There's two Shaktis. Lakshmi Devi and Vishnu Priya, he married two times. Nityananda Prabhu had two wives. They're all householders. Advaita Thakur, Shivash Thakur. All the Mahaprabhu's intimate Antaranga Bhaktagon, they're all householders. The householder life is, Prabhupada's saying, you regulate your Krishna consciousness at home is wonderful. If you're fortunate to have a Krishna conscious spouse, you practice Krishna conscious at home, such a man is blessed. He's every day coming to Mangaladi, these girls, it's blessed. Why give up a home like that? Krishna consciousness at home. In fact, the home will help you become Krishna conscious if you're fortunate to have Krishna conscious family. It's the perfect, it's ideal. Ek din grihe bhajana deki grihe te ghulaka bhai Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At home, ek din grihe bhajana deki. Sing the worship, grihe te ghulaka bhai. My house just like Goloka. Many of our devotees, I visited Bhurijan Prabhu recently in Govardhan. He's with his wife. He's a liberated soul. Such attachment for the holy name, such attachment for Krishna Kautar. He's with his wife, they're together. She's worshipping, they're worshipping. It's perfect life. But Goshundu did take sannyas, and also Vishwarup took sannyas. Vishwarup, would you like to hear a little bit about the circumstances were different? Vishwarup sannyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, they were different circumstances. Would you like to hear a little bit about that? It's a comparison. In Navadeep, actually, it was a time that they were materialistic. Not like what we consider materialistic. People are just gross, tamagun. They weren't like that, but they were materialistic. They were into vidya, into learning, scholarship, into rituals, into karma, smarta, these things. They were into that. But they weren't into Krishna bhakti. and they used to the people they used to ridicule the Vaishnavas. And Vrindavanas Thakur, Jagat Pramata, Dan Putra Bidya Roshe, Jagat Pramata means mad, they're mad in materialistic life. Jagat Pramata. Dan Putra Bidya Roshe. Dan, wealth, putra, family, bidya, learning. Roshe, the flavor of these materialistic things. Vaishnav Dekile Matra Shabai Upahashe. When they see the Vaishnava, they see the Vaishnavas, they would laugh. They would ridicule them. You're crying out to your Lord. You're doing the worship. You're so much. You're praying. You're worshiping. But still, you're in impoverished condition. This is the common state of affairs in Navadvip. They're laughing, and you're still in impoverished. And the Vaishnavas that caused them great pain. Not because they were being ridiculed, but because these people are just like so foolish. And they're so much absorbed in the materialistic things, and they're wasting their opportunity with that they could be cultivating Krishna consciousness. And they're ridiculing that this gave great pain to the Vaishnavas. Great pain. And amongst the Vaishnavas, the one who was feeling the most pain was Vishwarup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. He was feeling the most pain. Dukha Boropai Vishwarup Bhagwan. Na shuni abhishta Krishna Chandra Akhyan. Boro Dukha, he was feeling so much pain. Na shuni abhishta Krishna Chandra Bhak, because he wasn't hearing the glorification of his abhishta, his worshipable Lord. Nashune, not hearing from their lips the glorification of Abhishta Krishna Akyan, the glorification of Krishna Chandra, he felt so much pain. That's why we associate with the Vaishnavas, because let me associate with the person from whose lips we're hearing the glories of Krishna. Let me become close to that person. Let me become intimate associate of that person, and in their association, I will enjoy so much. But I'm here visiting family. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. I'm visiting them. I haven't seen them since before lockdown. So you go, there's some pleasure there, family. We grew up together. We did things together. We went, so many things, close family, grew up. And then many years we're not with them. So when we come and see them, we feel great joy. But how long can you take? Just hearing the same mundane things. What is coming? What the mundane discussion? Oh, the politics, the sport, the weather. That's it. What else is there? And how much can you take of it? But let me associate with the Vaishnavas, from whose lips the holy name is coming and chanting in front of Gaunitai. Prabhupada said, he sat on that Vyasasan. Prabhupada said, people of Melbourne have become fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here. We can dance in front of Gaudhari. We can dance with the Vaishnavas. We can hear the glories of the Lord. We can chant. We want that association. We want that. Just keep in that association. So Vishwarup is feeling so much pain having to see these people. It's painful for him. How they're not glorifying Krishna. They're not worshipping Krishna. Dukhe, in great unhappiness, Dukhe, Vishwarup Prabhu, Mone Mone Gone. Again and again he's thinking in his mind, Mone Mone Gone, Na Dekibo, Logmuke, Chale Jai Bone. Na Dekibo, Logmuke, I will not see their faces. Chale Jai Bone, let me go to the forest. So I don't have to see the faces of those people who are not chanting and glorifying my Prabhu. Let me just go to the forest and not see their faces. This is what he was thinking. And then at that time, Sachi Matra and Jagannath Misra, they began discussing Vishwarup. He's such a handsome young man. 16, 17 years old. He's Nityananda Prakash. You can imagine his beauty. You can imagine his charm. You can imagine his attractive features. Jagannath Misra and Sachi Matra, they began discussing, now we have to find a suitable wife for Vishwarup. And as soon as he heard that, he left. That was it, he left. He left home. Without saying anything to anybody. He left home. And it was a great source of pain and suffering to the Vaishnavas. We were discussing the other day that Jagannath Mishra was afraid that Nimoy would also become a gyani. If he went and heard from Advaita Thakur, he would also get gyan and he would also take sannyas. So he took him out of school. That story we were telling the other day, Jagannath Mishra, he took Nimoy out of school because he was afraid. If he becomes learned, he'll give up household life. So that was Vishwarupa sannyas, very sudden, very painful. And the reason why, because he said it's better to go to the forest than to see the faces of people who are not glorifying my Prabhu. Vishwarupa Mahashayaki. Yeah. Now, of course, his sannyas had significance because subsequently, on the plea of searching out Vishwarupa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to get permission from his associates to leave alone and tour South India. When he went to Jagannath Puri, and Nityananda Prabhu accompanied him, and he said, "Now I will go to South India." And Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted to accompany, because he had toured for 20 years all over, he knew all the paths. And he was negotiating, Prema beshe pate tumi hobe ochetan, eshob shimigrike kori rakhon. Prema beshe, when you're overwhelmed with love of Godhead, prema beshe pate, on the path, hobe ochetan, and you fall down unconscious, eshob shimigrike kori rakhon. Who will look after your possessions, your kamandalu, your extra set of cloth? Allow me to accompany you. I know all the paths of the holy tirthas in South India. Allow me to accompany you. Mahaprabhu said, no. He said, no, I had that danda. It was my only possession. And I just gave it to you to look after it, and then you broke it and threw it. So I will go and perform the duties of a sannyasi in South India. You cannot come. So he said, I will search out Vishwarupa. I will search out Vishwarupa. Who left to travel. You see, the holy places were in South India. Holy places were in South India. Because Vrindavan was forgotten. When Goshunda went to Vrindavan, they couldn't even find Radha Kund. And Mayapur, well, it's just a village. It's not a holy place, they didn't know. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he revealed Mayapur. Sharva Tirtha Brahmi or Taitika Jahapai. Sharva Tirtha Brahmi. You travel all the holy places, Taitika, the pilgrim, Jahapai. What you get by going to all the holy places, Navadip Sharane Shailab Shastragai. You get just by remembering Navadip Dham. Navadip Dham ki? We're remembering. We've just traveled to all the holy places. We remembered. But at that time, when Mahaprabhu was appeared there, no one knew it was a holy place, Ma Ganga, but it was a place of scholarship. So the tirthas, the holy places, meant South India. The holy places meant South India. And Vishwarupa, he went on tour of South India. And Goshundur, he went on tour of South India. They established Vaishnav temples in South India, established by the great Acharya, Sri Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya. the great temples in South India. That's what the tirtha jatra meant at that time. And there was Kashi, Varanasi, Bihar, but South India. One after another, you have so many holy places, so many, you hear Mahaprabhu's touring, one temple after another, famous temples, huge temples, South India. Dravida Desh. So Vishwarupa went to South India and Mahaprabhu, he followed him. And this is the reasons for Vishwarupa taking sannyas. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, it was different. Actually, it wasn't required that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take sannyas. He was performing the Sankirtan with the internal associates in Navadip. They're also preaching. We're worshipping Gaunitai, they're grihastas. The preaching was going on. As a grihasta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda and Shunu Shunu Nityananda, Shunu Haridash, Shabatra Amaragai Koroho Prakash. Prati gore gore gi koro e bikha, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna Koro Krishna Shikha. The preaching was going on. Goshunda had already ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Prati gore gore giye, go to every house, koro e bhikkha, and you beg this, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Worship Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions. Savatra amaragai koraho prakash. Shunu shunu nitananda shunu haridash. The preaching had already begun. So, and Mahaprabhu, and all shabnadiyashi, fiche neche gaunita, yei shikhani shabnadiyashi, fiche neche gaunita, radha krishna bala 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 reshavai. The preaching was going on. There's no need for sannyas. Ek din gopi bhave jogati shar brindavan gopi gopi bole nirantar. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ek din gopi bhav. The gopis, they were afraid of the moonrise. Gopi gone. Braja gopi gone. They were afraid when of the moonrise. Because they would remember Krishna Chandra. They were afraid of the moonrise. So in that mood, Goshunda, he was thinking, he was in that mood. And he was chanting, Ek din gopi bhav jagatisha, gopi bhav, in that mood. Brindavan gopi gopi boli nirantar. He was chanting Brindavan, Brindavan gopi gopi. And one student had heard Nimai Pandit. He's very religious, he's very learned. I'll go and take darshan and Nimai Pandit. And that student came and he saw he's chanting Brindavan, Brindavan gopi gopi. the student was confused. The student instructed Goshundar, Panditji, why are you chanting gopi gopi? Chant the name of Krishna. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shrabana Kirtan. You're chanting the name of Krishna, you get punya. Chant the name of Krishna. And when Goshundar heard the name of Krishna, he became angry. You, what? That thief? He's in the gopi bhav. You mention him? He's a rascal. He's a debauchee. You know, he cut off the ears and nose of one woman. He pushed Bali down to the lower planets. He's a rascal. And become more and more angry. He picked up a stick. He started chasing that student. He's chasing. That boy's running away. Goshundar, he's huge. He's not like the average Bengali, 5 foot. He's like 7 foot. He's huge. He's running. He's angry. And that boy's... The Vaishnavas, they had to hold on to Goshundar. They had to hold him back. He was angry. And that boy, he's running, goes to all the assembly of the other Rishi Kumars, the other sons of the Brahmins. He's, and brother, what happened? What is it? What happened? Oh, you cannot believe what happened. I went to saw Nimai Pandit. I heard he was very religious and pious. He was chanting some gopi gopi Brindavan. I advised him. He attacked me with a stick. How I managed it today, how I managed to get away with my life today. And the Rishi Kumars, the Brahmin boys of Navadip, they became angry. What is this? Who does he think he is? We're also the sons of great Brahmins. We were studying together, and now he thinks he can beat the Brahmin. If he dares to do this again, we will give him a good beating. This is the incident. And then Goshundar, suddenly, in the association of the Vaishnavas, suddenly he said that Pipalakanda, the Ayurvedic medicine, Pipalakanda, it's meant for reducing bile. Goshundar, he says, Pipalakanda is having the opposite effect. And the devotees are saying, what? What is he talking about now? Pipalakanda is having the opposite effect. And Nityananda Prabhu, he could understand that Sachinanda will soon leave home and take sannyas. Because he's relishing bhakti. He's relishing prem bhakti. He's relishing that, and now they're going to beat him. So that which was meant to cure the disease is actually creating more trouble. They're going to beat me. They're threatening to beat me, and then they'll be condemned eternally. So I will take sannyas. Tobe more deke she doribe choron udharibo e mote udharibo shakal bhuvan. Tobe, when I take sannyas, tobe more deke, they will see me doribe choron. They will hold my feet. They will fall down at my feet. Even now, in India, the people respect a sannyasi. They respect anyone in devotional cloth. It's the credit. Here, just degraded, and they criticize and insult. But in India, they still respect. So Mahaprabhu, let me accept sannyas. Here's not sannyasi, not sannyasi, and they're criticizing him. You think he's an ordinary man? So let me accept the dress of the renunciate, sannyas. It's predicted in the Shastra. It's extraordinary. Suvarnavana himango varanga shchandanangari shanyasa kriksha shamaha shanta nishti shanti prana. He accepts sannyas. Bhagavan accepts sannyas. This is unprecedented. The sannyasi is a beggar. He's insulted. He goes here and there. He doesn't know where he'll stay. He sleeps on the ground. It's a tapasha. And Bhagavan, he accepted that the devotees, they couldn't. It was very painful. They tried to prevent. But Goshundar accepted sannyas. Why? Because more deke, when they see me, dhori be charan, they will fall down and hold my feet. Just because I'm a sannyasi. E morte. In this way, udharibo shakal bhuvan. I will deliver them. All of the atheists, all of the critics, the smarters, the scholars, the puffed up students. At least when they see a sannyasi, they fall down and touch his feet. And in this way, I will wander from place to place as a sannyasi. And just by respecting me, I will deliver the entire universe. And for this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. Although it was very painful and not necessary. And then even after accepting sannyas, he was regretting. He was regretting, what have I done in Shantipur? He wandered off and Nityananda Prabhu brought him to Shantipur. He was regretting, what have I done? Suddenly I have... And Sachimata came on a palanquin and they carried her from Navadeep all the way to Shantipur. And she came down, she stepped down, she saw Sachinanda with a shaven head. Oh, the tears. He fell down at her feet. She embraced him, the tears drenched. Sachidevi, what did she say? The first thing she said, do not do like Visharup, who never again gave us audience. And Goshundar is saying, what have I done? Suddenly I've accepted this sannyas. And he, from his own lips, sannyashira dharma nahe shannash koriya nija janmashtane rohe kutumbalaya. It's not the duty of a sannyas. Sannyash dharma nahe shannash koriya, having accepted sannyas. Nija janmashtane rohe, to remain in one's place of birth, kutumbalaya, surrounded by family members. But I cannot give up your association. So make some arrangement whereby I will not be ridiculed. Sachimata said, it is very painful that you have accepted sannyas, but if I hear people criticizing you, then what sort of a sannyasi is that? He stays at home. That will be more painful for me. So she said, Jagannath Puri, Oriya, Goriya. It's like two rooms in one house. Orisha and Bengal. Oriya, Goriya. Similar language, similar culture. Oriya, Goriya. So, if you go to Jagannath Puri, then you can take full shelter of Nanda Dulal. Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, you go to Jagannath Puri. And because it's close by, the devotees will go. From Gaudadesh, the devotees go to Puri to take darshan of Jagannath Shami. And from Utkal, Nilachal, from Jagannath Puri, from Odisha, devotees go to Bengal to take bath in Maganga. So they'll be coming and going. And unlike Vishwarup, we never heard anything about him. At least I'll hear the news of you. And in that way, I'll keep my life. Tomra shob paro gamon agamon, she's saying to the devotees in Navadip, you're able to go and come. Tomra shob paro gamon agamon. Ganga shnane ohabetar agamon. And he also may come back to take bath in Maganga. Ganga shnane ohabetar agamon. He may come back to take bath in Ganga. And he did. He came back to take bath in Maganga. After 4 years later, after taking sannyas, 2 years on South Indian tour and then 2 years in Puri. And eventually Goshundar was given the permission to go to Vrindavan. And he said to Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhatta, he said that, Gaura hoite mor dui shamas rai janani janobi e dui doya moi. In Gaudadesh I have two shelters. Gaura hoite mor dui shamas rai janani janobi. My mother and Ma Ganga, e dui doya moi. These two of Mahaprabhu wanted to go and associate with his mother, Sachimata. And so he said, I'll go to Vrindavan via Bengal and take all the Bengali devotees with me to Vrindavan. That didn't eventuate due to the advice of Shri Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada, who said, don't go to Vrindavan with such a huge crowd. So Mahaprabhu went to Ramkeli and then returned. And then eventually went to Vrindavan through Jharikhand alone or just with one assistant. And in this way, when he returned to Bengal, he didn't go to Mayapur, because the sannyasi cannot return to the place of his birth. He didn't go to Mayapur, but he was on the other side of the Ganga. Place called Bidyanagar, Kuliagram, Koladeep. And all of the people who had offended him, who had criticized him, the students, the smartest, the atheists, Devananda Pandit, Gopal Chapal, all of the offenders, they went, they crossed the Ganga, they went to Bidyanagar, they went to Kulia, Koladeep, and at that place their offenses were forgiven. And in this way, we can understand Mahaprabhu's purpose of accepting sannyas, although not necessary in the Krishna consciousness practices. Any questions?
Hey Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned that when we practice bhakti, we get taste for chanting and then we can enjoy the devotional service. But Prabhu, we see, we have been practicing for so long, but we see sometimes we are so enthusiastic in doing the services, but sometimes we are so dull in the services. So what is lacking in our sadhana?
What is lacking? What is lacking? Well, sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back, right? But still you're progressing. So if you take one step back sometimes, that doesn't matter. Or another example is in the boat. You come to Mayapur, you go to Navadip, you cross in the boat. Well, those boats are old, right? They cannot make bridge, there's too much. They make too much money from the boats. 10 rupees, crores and crores of rupees they're making from the boats. The boats are packed. But those boats, they all have holes in them. And they have holes in them. There's no boat without holes. They have holes in them. And they scoop out the water. But it's not, you're not going to drown. But you're scooping out the water. So the water's coming in. But it's enough to get to the other side. You can't expect to have perfection immediately. Water's coming in, but you keep scooping it out. It'll still cross you. It'll still help. It'll still enable you. It's sufficient to get across. You can't expect perfection. Don't be frustrated. Every day I'm in ecstasy. You can't expect that. Because you're carrying a lot of baggage. Bahuni me batitani janmani tabacharjana. So many lives. And now we've come to Krishna consciousness. It's only a short time, actually. So all of that baggage from lifetime and lifetime of enjoyment, it's the residual. We still have that infection. So you just carry on. You keep scooping out the water. You keep scooping it out. You'll progress. Eventually, you'll find the less and less water comes in. But don't expect to be perfect in such a short time. But that's it. You just carry on. Some days it's more like duty. Some days I have to get up, I have to go to the temple, I have to chant my rounds. Other days you're getting great taste. Even a person practicing for a long time, they experience that. So you just carry on and understand that even though sometimes there's a bit of a bumpy ride, it's much worse than not doing any sadhana. Then it's really tough. Then you're really, because your material desires just overwhelm you and you can never fulfill them, then you're really in trouble. So you just carry on.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Rabiku, Ramchandra Dash, Adigari.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. I was just asking, the incident where Mahaprabhu was threatening to beat his student, was that in the Kuliagram on the other side of the Ganges?
Where was that? Where did that happen?
In the Kuliagram, on the other side of the Ganges, the Kuliagram.
Where that student came? Well, where it happened, Vrindavan Das Thakur doesn't specifically mention where it happened, but we're assuming that was at Mahaprabhu's home, because that boy, he came to visit. So Mahaprabhu was at home.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your association and enlivening classes. Prabhu, you know, we have, like in today's class, we have seen that we dovetail our desires, we convert our material desires into spiritual desires, rather than stopping them or curbing them, we channelize them into our spiritual desires. So when our spiritual desires are not met, or we are not reaching, or we are not fulfilling our spiritual desires, that also sometimes gives us a little bit of frustration, you know, like it gives us a sense of non-accomplishment, you know, or some encouragement we are not getting, or when we are not fulfilling, okay, I desire to do this, but I'm not doing it. So it also gives us a little bit of discouragement. So how to overcome this?
That's interesting. Devotees, they leave this movement. Devotees leave this movement, and sometimes it's because they're frustrated. They're frustrated with the organization. Sometimes it's the way things are organized. It doesn't suit us, and we're frustrated, and so much that they leave the movement or they leave the project. That happens. So frustration can be there just because of dealing with other devotees. Maybe frustration. So there may be obstacles, maybe things that get in our way, and it may be also our own obstacles. Different things, health, family, different things like that, or just laziness. Yeah, so there can be a lot of things that can cause us frustration. So you have to be what to do. You have to somehow be by depth in some area. You have depth in Krishna consciousness, and you'll get solace from that. Because you may be frustrated even in efforts in Krishna consciousness, even efforts to progress, even efforts to achieve a certain level, you may not achieve it. Or there may be other things that get in the way. Of course, there's things you can do. You can worship Lord Narasimhadev. Shara Vigna Vinash and Narasimha Bhagavan Ki. Shara Vigna Vinash. He destroys obstacles. We worship Lord Narasimhadev. In Mayapur every day we're worshipping Lord Narasimhadev for His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's health. Worshipping Lord Narasimhadev every day, elaborate puja every day after Bhagavatam class. It's public, you know. So worship of Lord Narasimhadev is a very powerful thing. It can help remove obstacles. So that's the suggestion. Jai.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nama Chintamani Devi Dashi.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You mentioned how the mind is so strong that even after hearing Shastra and hearing the truth, we still get pulled away by the mind, and it's stronger than the wind. And then you said we need to fix our mind on Krishna. Could you speak on how we can fix our mind on Krishna?
Essentially, it's Shravan, hearing. Hearing, that is the NH Oshad, is a hearing. Hearing is the Shravan Adi, Shuddha Chitte, Shravan Adi. In Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatan Goswami, he says Shravan Adi, principally by hearing. Shrabonadi Shuddha Chitte. The heart becomes pure. Principle by hearing. Hearing. So that is hearing. Hearing means the hearing. Chanting is hearing. Chanting is hearing, actually. Chanting means hearing. You have to hear what you're chanting. That's how you chant. You have to hear. That has to, the hearing, you have to work on that. And that's why we have a mala. The mala is an aid for helping us to focus. If you use the mala and you feel the bead and then you hear the sound, that pretty much can fill the mind. But so we just roll through the beads. We're waiting till we get to the end. We call it finishing my rounds. It's not... We start the round. We're starting. We're a quarter of the way through. We're thinking maybe a quarter of the way through. Yeah. We get halfway, maybe I'm halfway. Sometimes we check, yeah, I'm halfway. And then maybe I'm three quarters away. Maybe there's only 10 beads left. Maybe go ahead and say, yeah. And so maybe five. We get to complete the round. We're just thinking about finishing the round. But actually, don't worry about finishing the round. Just hear. And just feel the bead. Don't worry about getting to the end of the round. Feel the bead. If the mind goes anywhere, then feel the bead. And then hear. That's enough. Juggle with those two things. That can completely absorb the mind. So learn how to chant properly. Not that we're just rolling through the ruins, walking around here and getting my rounds done. We were discussing the other day that some quality hearing is more powerful than just getting it done. Some quality hearing. So get some rounds, chant at the right time, have enough rest, be in the right place, chant, get some quality hearing. You build on that. And then absorption in hearing. A class is very easy because it's more entertaining and more interesting. Someone speaking. So it's kind of like a personal, there's the spontaneity there. You can hear in the class. And then, but we're meant to absorb the mind even privately. It goes, swadhyaya abhyas. Swadhyaya abhyas, self-study, self-absorption. This is in the satsanga. Satam prashangam. Mamamirya Samba, hearing my description in association of advanced Vaishnavas is very relishable. But also there should be swadhyaya abhyas, the private absorption. So people ask me sometimes, how a private absorption? Well, you can just start in the beginning and go, but you need to be somewhat highly motivated, but find something that interests you. Because I'm involved in education, so I have to develop things, explore things, develop curriculum. So it gives me opportunity to. I'm forced to absorb the mind, but you have to find some way to absorb the mind. Some project, some theme. You should listen to something where you want to listen to. It becomes a romance. Now, when can I associate with my Prabhu? When can I associate through hearing? That's how you associate. He's directly there. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishtami narada. When my glorification, I'm present there. So the book's proper, Krishna's present. Prabhupada writes in the second verse of Bhagavatam that Krishna, the full effect of associating with Krishna directly can be experienced by hearing Bhagavatam. But not everybody experiences that. So somehow you have to get some angle to be able to absorb your mind in Shastra and the holy name. And that's the medicine for the mind. And then the mind will become cured. It'll become less troublesome. The more you absorb your mind in Shastra and the more you absorb your mind in the holy name. So try to find a means whereby that can be done. Taking courses is good. You take a course because there's the pressure of the others, the curriculum, a teacher, the exams. You have to force your mind. That's good. And somehow or other find some way to absorb your mind so that you're always thinking. Jopati jopati mantra gorele pago. Actually, it becomes the main thing in your life is association with the name, association with the Shastra. Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.